Welcome, everyone. My name is David Greenwalt with Leanness Lifestyle University. Today, I have a very special guest on the phone with me. Her name is Jen Davis. She's from Illinois, and she is a success interview that I'm so happy to be doing today. Welcome to the call, Jen.
Thank you.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What do you do? How old are you? Give us your height, too. Give us all the basic stats.
Okay. Well, like you said, I'm Jen Davis. I work at a local ER here in Illinois. I'm the nurse manager of a level one trauma center. I'm 29 years old, and I am 5'10".
Okay. And what's your history like with weight? How long have you been battling this, if you've been battling it for a while? Just give us your history a little bit and background in that area.
Okay. My history with weight, I've been overweight basically since I was 18. But really, it goes back to my high school years where I was playing sports. I played volleyball and softball, and I just had a bad body image. I weighed anywhere between 145 and 160 pounds, depending on which season, volleyball or softball, I was in, and thinking at that point in time that I wasn't healthy just because of that, what you go through in high school. And then that kind of stemmed going into college, played a little sports in college, and then gained 20 to 30 pounds my freshman year. Then I concentrated just on academics and had poor eating habits, of course, in college, dealing with emotional things of staying up all night for nursing school, also working full-time throughout college. So I think it's been my entire life. I grew up being a meat and potatoes girl. We didn't eat very many vegetables at my house. My mom was the only one that ate vegetables, so potato was the only vegetable I grew up with. And then it was all red meat, with never fish or chicken, a lot of pork. So I had that kind of foundation growing up on.
Okay. So throughout your high school and kind of college years, and kind of reminding the listener, you're 5'10", did I hear you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're 5'10", you were 145 to 160-ish as you competed in sports, and in college, I think I heard you say that maybe went up another 20-ish or so? 20, a little bit more than that?
Yeah, my freshman year, and then it just kept adding on. By the time I graduated in 2006 from nursing school, I was up to 280 pounds in plus-size clothes.
Okay, got it. So in 2006, graduating from nursing, 280 pounds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so catch us up from 2006 till just before starting Leanness Lifestyle. Where'd your weight go from there?
It yo-yoed back and forth. I would try a new program. I would try Weight Watchers, Slim Fast, just sticking to Subway. I tried everything. I had meals delivered to my house, fresh meals, and then the one through Nutrisystem, where I would lose 20 pounds or so and then fall off the wagon and then gain more back. Right before I started Leanness Lifestyle 180, I was 310 pounds that January.
Okay. In January of 2013, when you were 310, was that your highest, as far as you know, ever?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that kind of brings us up to that point. You had done a number of different programs prior to Leanness Lifestyle. Were you experiencing any health or medical, physical, emotional challenges relating to your weight at that time?
I was. It was, I started having symptoms of, me being a nurse, also an ER nurse, I kind of just put things off to the side, but I realized my blood sugars were getting out of control. I have a diabetic in my family, and so I would randomly just check my blood sugars, and they were getting up to, you know, sometimes they were 400, 500, and I was fasting. So, I mean, I had just woke up, so I had an 8 hours.
Wow.
In my mind, I'm like, okay, that's not normal.
Yes.
So I went to my doctor and told him, you know, hey, I think I might have diabetes. I've got to get this under control. I know I'm overweight, but I'm also 28 years old. Like, I can't, you know, go through this. So basically my doctor just told me, like, you've got to get this weight off, and I'm going to give you a month to start it, or I'm going to put you on insulin and pills for diabetes. And that was January. And that was an eye-opener for me because I'm like, I just know everything that comes with diabetes, where that route starts, because all those patients are in the ER. They all have complications, whether it's the high blood pressure, whether it's then their kidneys start failing. So me in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be one of these patients in the ER. Like, my staff are going to have to take care of me soon. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a good feeling by any means. I was active at 310 pounds. So a lot of people, I think that surprises them. But I could still, I mean, it took me a long time, but I could still walk, jog a mile. I could still lift weights. It's just my eating was out of control, the nutrition part.
Mm-hmm. With the weight climbing as you went through your nursing training and education and then kind of climbing a little bit more from there, you know, how would you characterize your eating response prior to leanness lifestyle? Like what was, you know from your training and education, you know, the energy requirements of a human being, and you know about calories, and you know, I have a basic understanding of carbohydrates, proteins and fats and just the basics. So how would you characterize your eating style or your eating response to life and so forth as you, now when you think back on it?
Really, I was just eating to satisfy whatever emotion I was going through. Really, I wasn't eating to fuel my body. I was just eating, whether it was I just done a 16 to 20 hour shift in the ER and I needed to stay awake on my drive home. So then I would stop at the fast food place, grab, you know, a regular soda, and I felt like I needed to eat that to stay awake for my 30-minute drive home. Or it was, I just had to tell a parent that we lost our 16-year-old son, and I didn't cry in front of them because, of course, you know, there's that professional thing where you still have to remain professional, but yet it kills you on the inside as a nurse. And so then you go and you take a break as your coworkers cover you, and then I go down to the cafeteria and grab a big fat juicy cheeseburger because I was sad, and I needed to talk about it, but I didn't want to talk about it. So the food just helped alleviate a lot of those emotions. So that was my eating style.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things you mentioned there, and talking about this subject of, you know, kind of the eating response to life, one of the things I want to ask, I kind of want to look at, you know, a bit of a before and after. We'll talk about the after in just a moment. But would describe, you know, eating wise, what might be a typical day that got you to the 310 pounds eating wise? Like, what did you eat? What did you eat throughout the day? How did it go?
Well, typically, it's so hard to go back to that. I wouldn't eat breakfast. Typically, I knew I needed to, and I felt better when I did, but I didn't because usually I wanted more sleep. So sleep was more important than breakfast. So I would get something later in the day, and it was usually always fast food, whether it be Taco Bell. That was usually my biggest staple was the Mexican food, Taco Bell, Taco Gringo. It would be like a nacho platter with tacos. And then the next meal would be something else. It was just always on the go for me because I didn't feel like I had enough time at my house before I left for work or on the way home to make meals. So it was McDonald's, it was Arby's because those are the two places that I pass on my way home, so it's not out of my way. And then at work, it would typically be the fried foods. Like they had chicken fingers there, French fries, the chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and gravy, you know, and the corn. And always a regular soda. I probably had two or three regular sodas. Mountain Dew was what I was drinking a day. So 2 to 3 20-ounce Mountain Dews.
Okay. So mostly, for the most part, it was fast food. It was it was fried food. It was definitely highly processed for the most part. Everything was.
Correct.
And full strength.
Right.
Highly processed and full strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, good. So thank you for that. And so you started, so you're 310 in January, you go to your doctor, you get your blood work done, you've got, you know, fasting glucose of 400 to 500, doc says, we're going to do something about this very soon, I'll give you 30 days, and if not, we're going to start medication and start treating this. So you start leanness lifestyle, you start lifestyle 180, I should say, the first week of February of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through the end of lifestyle 180, and then graduation from that, and then starting 218, and then take us up to where you are now.
Okay. Well, started Leanest Lifestyle 180. In the beginning, it was hard because I went through the lessons, you know, and got rid of everything in my cupboards and my refrigerator and then replaced it all just because of my lack of knowledge of going back to, you know, what is processed food. And I relied on first the Smart One meals because I knew then I knew how many calories were in that. Mm-hmm. And that was where I was going to focus on in the beginning. And then I don't know if it was you or one of the assistant coaches, you know, looking over my nutrition log, you know, and it's like, hey, look at that sodium that's in that and try using real foods. So I slowly started doing that. But mainly I would eat a good breakfast, like the egg whites or mix it up with egg whites and a whole egg. So breakfast was never a problem of real food, but it was the lunch and dinner that was hard for me. And then it was... it changed to quickly preparing meals on Sundays. So then I felt like I had time. So I would cook all of my meat and everything, all my vegetables. After I learned that, yes, I can eat vegetables and they're not the devil. And that I actually do really enjoy them. That was probably the hardest thing those first 5 weeks going through Leanest Lifestyle 180, was making that change. Because I was always the girl, you know, corn was a vegetable to me growing up.
Sure.
So, putting some green in my nutrition every day, but and then changing the emotion part at work was probably going through at Leanest Lifestyle 180. I really didn't branch out in the beginning on 180 with the assistant coaches. They would check in and I was just like, thanks. But there was one night where I had gotten home from work late, was going in to get my workout in, but I really didn't want to, but I just said, okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes. And got done with my 10 minutes, and I just happened to get on the website, and someone had sent me a PM, and it was Coach Angie. And I don't even know what she said, and I still to this day, her and I have talked about, I don't know what she said, but whatever she said, just, it meant the world to me that she was checking in. And that's when I felt like everything clicked a lot better. And I just started participating a little bit more, you know, on the lounge and talking to people. I reached out to a few people that had mentioned they were doing some 5Ks or a couple of the obstacle runs that I was wanting to do. And it just seemed like at that moment, things started to click a lot easier where I was like, okay, I can do this. You know, this is how far I've come. This is where I need to go. And we're just going to concentrate on my 5 week goals from there. And that's really what helped was not looking at the daunting of, I got to lose 150 pounds of, no, you've got 5 weeks and this is your goal, you know, focus on the little ones. And got through Leanest Lifestyle 180. I was just thinking, I was trying to figure out how much I lost in 180. And I want to say 80, but I'm not quite for sure on that, just because it's all going down together. But I went to 218, Leanest Lifestyle 218, because I'm scared to death that I'm going to gain it back. And that's probably the biggest thing I got from 180 was the people that, I think that had been through the program, I think they felt like they had it and then completely dropped off, you know, touching base with you, touching base with the assistant coaches, dropped off, and then now they are back in Leanest Lifestyle 180. And it's been a couple of years. They had to, you know, swallow the frog or however you say it and get back in the program, because then they realized you might have the knowledge, but you don't have it yet, obviously, because here you are again, like, and you've gained even more, some of those people. And so that, I mean, that was an eye opener for me. Like, I felt confident after 180 that I could do this on my own, but then it was like that thing, like, no, you can't. Like, you didn't get to 310 pounds, you know, over the last 10 years because, I mean, I knew the knowledge, you know, did I know the knowledge in the back of my mind? Yes. But it didn't incorporate the emotional side that I needed, that support, that the program gives me. So that's where I was like, okay, there's, you know, there was really, I think one day, or I think I posted on there because 218 was, I didn't know if it was going to be as aggressive as 180. And I still wanted that aggressive goal because I still had a lot to lose. So once I finally figured out that, no, it's going to be as aggressive as I want, I was like, all right, I'm sold. 218, here I come. And it's been great. It has come off a little slower. And I'm probably going to put that to, I am dating someone now, and that's a new thing. So, of course, the new parts of dating is the going out to eat and everything. But he's been very supportive of the program and actually learned quite a bit from it. So it's been interesting and challenging at times, but I'm glad I've had the program through that because I don't think I would have still continued to lose, even through the holidays, if it wasn't for 218 to push me I see that, you know, what my goal is and, you know, time frame of when I got to get there and what I need to do to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing. Our program currently, anyway, because I don't know when the person that's listening to this is going to be listening to this, but our current program is Lifestyle 180. And then if you graduate from Lifestyle 180, and most do, but if you do, then you go to Lifestyle 218, and Lifestyle 218 and runs 5 to 6 months, depending on where we're at in our journey at Leanness Lifestyle. But so, all right, so you graduated from Lifestyle 180. You're about to graduate from Lifestyle 218.
Mm-hmm.
You face some challenges head on. You know, some of your biggest challenges head on, if I heard you correctly, were you know, incorporating in the vegetables, eating real food, and just kind of, you know, adapting, you know, to the program. And like you said, at some point, a communication with one of the assistant coaches, Coach Angie in this case, really kind of clicked with you, and then from then on, you really engaged yourself a lot more with the program. With all that said, and all that you've been through, you know, in the past year, really has been just about 1 year. It was January of 2013 mm-hmm. when you were 310. It's basically 1 year later that we're doing this interview. What do you weigh today?
I am happy to say I weigh 177.4 pounds.
Wow. Wow. So what's the total loss? Do the math for us.
132 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's just staggering. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're so proud of you. So let's do it. So the before was fast food and, you know, and all that. And you were basically diabetic and
mm-hmm.
you were really feeling it. Where are you at now? How does it feel now? What's your day like now? Before you were not eating breakfast so you could sleep in and get more sleep. What are you doing now, if anything, different in the morning? What are your days? How are your days different if they are? And how do you feel and how is that different?
I always eat breakfast, and I feel, it just, I can't even like put into words how I feel. But yes, my daily routine is completely different. Basically, like I said, I prepare all my meals on Sunday for the most part. But no fast food, hardly ever. If anything, it's maybe a Subway salad. Just because I don't make the spinach quite the same. So that's why I go there to get the spinach, basically, mm-hmm. the spinach and onions. But sure. Really, that's the only fast food that's ever in my nutrition daily. So I rely a lot on chicken breast, fish. I really have enjoyed fish a lot more than I thought I ever would. I mean, fish growing up for me was fish sticks, you know, that you cook the
sure.
fried. But I've really enjoyed tasting all the different kinds of fishes and just how to grill them also, because that's been a fun thing for me. I never cooked before, nor did I think I could cook. And that's been the thing. My family now comes over for dinner about once a week, and I cook the food and everything. And it's amazing. My mom's like, wow, for how long you've lived here, you've never cooked or used the pots and pans, and now you every night you're using them. I'm like, yeah, and yeah. Really, I can make a meal in 15 minutes. It's really, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I put, you know, green beans in the pan, start, you know, cooking fresh green beans to boil those, and then I put something either on my George Foreman grill, whether it be a chicken breast or piece of salmon, go and take off my clothes for the day, you know, let the dogs out, and I come back and basically my food's done
mm-hmm.
for dinner. So, I mean, just little things like that, it makes my life a lot more simpler. The emotional side of things after losing 132 pounds, I mean, I am more confident at my job. Even my boss at my yearly evaluation mentioned that I've just completely did a 180 on just my presence, you know, as a manager in the hospital. I feel more confident when I'm in meetings with the CEO of the hospital, just because I feel like I do have a voice. You know, I'm in this position for a reason, and I'm just more confident, being that I was a young manager coming in there, that I do truly belong in this role. And that's all because I feel better with myself. And then just, I mean, how people look at me now. Some people don't even recognize me, which is comical because I forget, you know, that I have lost 132 pounds and,
mm-hmm.
People go 6 months for not seeing me, and then they see me and they have to do, you know, a double take, and they'll shoot me an email at work of, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I was not being stuck up, but, you know, I didn't realize that was you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, what program are you doing? Because I need to do it. And so,
mm-hmm.
the diabetes wise, I went back to my doctor during 180 actually, and it was probably about halfway through 180 where they did another A1C and I was back into normal range. So it's amazing how quickly when you change from processed food to actually real food, how your body responds. Now, granted, I was new, so it's not like I was diagnosed diabetic for 10 years type of thing.
Right.
But just amazing how quick that body responds when you actually start feeding the body real food. And so my pancreas now is like, oh, okay, now I'll give you insulin, you know, let's start producing it a little bit more. But so my doctor was very happy. And honestly, when I went recently, and I think I was down 125 pounds when I went to the doctor, they were just astonished. I mean, I think one of the nurses asked if I had weight loss surgery, and I said, no, you would know it. It'd be in my medical record. I have not had any surgery, I promise you. So we talked a little bit about Lena's lifestyle, but truly it's just the fact that now I can run, you know, running 3 to 4 miles is not a big deal, and how my joints feel. I didn't realize how much pressure, I mean, and how much damage I was doing to my joints at 310 pounds. Just because I mean, I played sports all my life. I've had bad knees, you know, cartilage and everything. And now I can go run 3 miles and I feel great afterwards. I don't have swollen knees. I don't have swollen ankles. Like, I feel great afterwards. It's not of, oh, I got to go ice everything because everything's so swollen. No. I can go lift. I've lifting the heaviest I've ever lifted before in my life, which is a great feeling because I love feeling strong. And that's the muscle professor, you know, part of the program. I mean, it really does push you. I remember looking at it one time with Coach Mary and thinking, there's no way I can lift this much weight. Like, it's telling me to lift a 35 dumbbell with one arm like that. No. And she's like, no, you're going to try it. And I did, you know, the full 4 sets and 8 reps. I'm like, oh my God, I can do that. It's an amazing feeling and to feel that strong. But no, resting blood pressure has also been improved. I'm now right around systolic of about 100. And I was probably pre-hypertensive when I would check it at work every once in a while, cause I'd get a headache. So I was above 130, 140 sometimes at work. And now I don't think I've ever been above 110 whenever I've checked it. So,
wow.
It's great to know that too, because I know down the road, had I not got this weight off, like I would have been for sure diabetic and soon after, you know, hypertensive. So would have been on medication for my blood pressure also.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's great. And of course, Jen's talking about the systolic. She's talking about the top number. And when we say 120 over 80, she's saying that hers has been running 100 to 110, as the top number. So that's just fantastic. Okay, so we've seen blood pressure improvements. We've seen your doctors were literally shocked when they saw you 125 pounds down. I was just smiling as you were saying that because I can only imagine when they haven't seen you at all and they see you 125 pounds down. You know, because you're in the same city I am, you know, I've only seen you a couple times. Well, maybe three times total. But I remember that the last time I saw you, I initially saw you from across the gym and I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. Not until you got close and I went, oh my gosh. And I do this for a living, and I still was like, oh my gosh, look at Jen. So it's such an amazing transformation. Was there anything about the process that surprised you?
I thought this was going to be similar to Biggest Loser, that you are going to have this workout like 800 minutes a week and 800 calories. I mean, honest. I mean, and that was just, I mean, even talking with Coach Mary, like, when setting up my goals, I mean, even being at 310 pounds, my first goal was 10 pounds. Did I lose more than that? Yeah. But I mean, to know that, okay, you're going to do 10 pounds. I'm like, oh, I could do more than that. Well, that initial, you know, when you first start losing and everything, but 10 pounds, no, that's 2 pounds a week. That's what you need to, you know, right where you need to be. But it was like, I don't know. It was so much more doable knowing, okay, it's 10 pounds. It's not the 155 that you need to lose. It's 10 pounds. Like, you're going to concentrate on that. And I think putting that focus was very helpful. And I guess that was unexpected too. Just because when you come into the program, you're at 310 pounds and you're like, okay, my goal weight's 155. That's daunting looking at how much weight that is. But really it's like, okay, you're just going to focus on this 5-week goal. You get there, great. You're going to go on to the next one. And even then, like, yes, I lost more during those 5 weeks because I stuck to it, you know, the nutrition plan, and the activity plan, which was wonderful, but then keep pushing myself on the exercise side, because being able to run that 5K a little bit quicker and seeing that also helps too, because then I could see it in my, just in my minutes. Like, I am really improving, because now I can run that 5K that used to take me 45 minutes. I can now run it, you know, my fastest 5K is in 29 minutes. I mean, that's, I don't know, like, I can't even speak. I'm smiling ear to ear right now saying that, because never in a million years did I think I could run a 5K in 29 minutes. So,
yeah, that's smoking.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, and then to run that quick on a treadmill, I mean, running at 10 miles per hour for intervals, I mean, I'm pretty sure I thought I was going to end up in a wall one day, you know, falling off the treadmill, running that fast, and now it's not a big deal to run intervals that quick. I mean, it's just amazing what your body can do when you fuel it right.
Absolutely. And you had mentioned that, you know, you were, or you've been running, or you've been able to run, you know, 3 and 4 miles at a time. And so I want to ask, you know, because I know that you are running. I know you've done some other things. Tell the listener, if you would, you know, some other things that maybe you've done that you would have never done before. You got 310 pounds, you would have never done whatever. What have you already done? You know, what are you doing? And what do you want to do? Or what are you now planning to do that you wouldn't have planned when you were heavy?
Well, one thing is, I wouldn't go to the gym at 310 pounds. Like, I made my own little gym in my garage because I didn't feel comfortable. Well, now I don't go to my gym in my house because I like the gym people. Like, I have my little gym family. Like, all of them know my name when I come in there. If I haven't been there for a few days, you know, that's the first question when I see them is, where have you been? So I have my gym family now, and that's nice also to have, just the comfort and kind of people that's checking up on you. And no, they don't know me personally. They don't know my last name. They don't know what I do, but it's just the people that are always in the gym with
sure.
our same, just goals in mind. One thing that I never thought I could do that I had always wanted to do was a Tough Mudder, just because you see the commercials for it, you see it in magazines, and it's supposed to be the be all end all. If you've done a Tough Mudder, you are basically, a badass basically. So
sure.
I wanted to do that. And last October, actually September, I completed my first Tough Mudder with a group of people. And it was an amazing feeling. It took us 4 hours to finish the 12.5 mile run and all the obstacles. But the whole time, like, through it, we were smiling ear to ear. And we were going through, you know, these obstacles that were not exactly, you know, something that kids would like to do by any means. But it was just so much fun, and the teamwork and the camaraderie through the obstacles was amazing, and the fact that my body could do it. The other thing is dating again. That's a new thing for me also. When I was 310 pounds, I didn't, you know, I wasn't looking for anything because I wasn't happy with myself. And so that was another thing after Lena Slavstall 180, bridging out and to meet new people and started dating the guy that I'm currently dating in August. So that's a new thing. I never would have tried it at 310 pounds. And then, of course, the clothes, the shopping. I used to be in a 2X scrub, almost 3X scrub, and now I'm in a size small scrub. So it's an amazing feeling to be able to walk into any store now. I don't have to go to a specialty store. Walk into any store, and I can find something that's going to fit me. That just could take some anxiety off, because I used to just always shop online because it was a lot easier than trying to go to find a plus size store, whether it be suit because of my manager job or for scrubs when I'm out on the floor. And plus, it was an embarrassing feeling to go into a store like Lane Bryant or Torrid. And plus the expense also. I mean, plus size clothing, it costs more. Never find that stuff on sale. So, now I can go in and get, you know, a couple outfits for what I used to pay for one outfit. It's pretty awesome being this size.
Yeah, so many positive changes. And I, you know, I bet a lot of women think about, you know, the cost of the clothing when they're the size that you were, you know, just how expensive everything is. But it's just something, as I'm sitting here listening, I maybe heard it before at some point in time in my 30 years of doing this, but it's just not something I would have thought of, that you would save money, you know, being able to buy the, let's say the standard or regular or normal size clothes, however you want to say it.
Right.
But there's so many different things. So what are you training for anything? Are you planning to do anything in the future now that you're continuing to improve and continuing to lose and feel better?
Yes, I'm gonna. I'm training right now for my first half marathon. It's gonna be in April.
Wow.
And my life goal to do once is a marathon, just to say that I've done the 26.2 miles. That's what I would like to complete just once. But really, I think for a life goal would be to, you know, keep up on the half marathon training, because I think that's a little easier. But yeah, I would like to do marathon sometime in my life. And then I'm also looking at for this year to do a sprint try. But I've got to get more comfortable with swimming. I'm good with biking and I'm good with running. I'm not so strong on swimming. So that's something I want to take on just because it is out of my comfort zone. And I just feel like I have to, I want to keep pushing myself out of my comfort zone. Because just the adrenaline rush that I get with it afterwards just makes me completely smile ear to ear. Just know that, oh, my body just did that, you know. Keep challenging it. So I would like to do a sprint try after I get more comfortable swimming in open water. And then, yeah, I mean, that's probably the biggest things right now.
That's just, it's just awesome. Well, what I want to ask you is, I think about, you know, what you do for a living, and you are, you know, the nurse manager, and you've got, you know, a couple hundred people thereabouts, you know, that, that work for you or what have you. And you've got so many responsibilities and the time pressures of work and all of that. And so for just a moment, I want to have you just address the issue, you know, of time, to do the program, and I want to have you talk about, you know, how long does it take you to do the online stuff now? And, you have chosen to train for a half marathon. So you're, you're going to be training at a certain exercise level that is going to be, commensurate with that particular activity, training for a half, training for a marathon eventually. But how much time does it take you to do the program? How much time does it take you to log your things now? And how do you make that, how do you make that work? Cause I think a lot of people listening are going to be like, well, that might be wonderful for her. Although I honestly, in this case, I actually have to say, even right here on this interview, I don't know how most people would listen to what you've said, knowing what you do, and think, well, she's probably got lots of extra time. I don't know how they would think that when you're a nurse manager and you've got those responsibilities and your phone is constantly ringing and text messages are going off constantly and emails constantly going. And you've got so many just so many responsibilities and the hours and early ins and late outs and all that. But I'm still going to ask anyway, how do you make this work? Because people are going to say, might be nice for her, but I don't have the time for this.
Yeah, I mean, really at work, I put in 50 to 60 hours there at the job a week. So, yeah, I mean, I get completely. In the beginning, that was probably one of my things of worrying about, am I going to be able to put the time into this program? And really, with the mobile website, that helps out a lot because, honestly, I wake up in the morning, I go through and I log my weight. You know, it's the first thing I do. I do my NFL, my to look at what I did the day before. And then if I go ahead and get a workout in the morning, I'll log that. But really in the mornings, when I first get on and go through kind of, you know, the to-do list, really it doesn't take me long. I mean, really it's 5-10 minutes, depending on how many posts are on the lounge, you know, that I'm going to read through. And then the exercise itself, I mean, really like when I'm not training, like when I was just off throughout the holidays, I mean, off of my training for the half marathon type of thing. Really 4 or 5 days, you know, hour, 65 to 70 minutes a week or a day for those 4 to 5 days, of exercise, whether it's running or whether it's resistance training. And then the food prep, I think that gets easier as you get more adjusted to it. Cause now I can boil, you know, a thing of 18 eggs, on a Sunday, and then ground all my turkey and cook my chicken breast, I mean, with under an hour, just because I get everything going at the same time. When I first started, it took me a little longer because I was afraid I was going to mess something up, so I did it all separately. Now I've got it down, I mean, so well because I do it weekly that, I mean, I put them all on there together type of thing, and my, you know, whole kitchen's open basically, and it's all done within an hour, if that, 45 minutes probably at the most. And that's then my meals for dinner, and then my breakfast. So, because lunch I eat typically at work, in the cafeteria. So, really, I mean, 5-10 minutes a day logging on there. the lessons, I mean, when you have lessons, that takes a little bit longer. But usually I use my workout time to listen to an audio. So if I'm going to be on the treadmill or the elliptical, or I'm even lifting, you know, I'll listen to an audio because then it also helps me concentrate. So if I need to go back over a lesson, I can listen to that on my way home from work because I've got a 30-minute drive both to and from. But I'll listen to it usually a couple times, like one time working out. And then if I feel like I didn't hit everything, I'll listen to it again on the way home because they're never usually longer than 30 minutes. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. they're a little bit longer, but for the most part, completely doable. So whether or not you would do it on your break, you know, from work or do it on your drive home, depending, you know, even if you have a 5 to 10 or 10 to 15 minute commute, you can at least start the lesson, you know, and maybe next morning continue it. But it's completely doable time-wise. I didn't think it was in the beginning, but it's amazing once you start going through it and you get used to the website, how quickly you get adjusted and how quick you can get things logged and get through the lessons.
Yeah, that's it's just really good to hear you say that, you know, because I never know exactly what anyone's going to say. But with as proficient as you are, that's about what I would anticipate, somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes a day. And then plus your exercise time. And like you said, when you're actually going through the Lifestyle 180 course and you're in kind of the intense portions of it, the intense education portions of it, yeah, you've got the lessons to go through. But it's really good to hear how you made those work. You utilize that drive time. It's what I call automobile university. You know, it's when you're in your car and you're listening and you're working on personal growth and you're listening to the educational material and you're getting it. You're killing two birds with one stone. You've got to drive anyway.
Exactly.
So, may as well do that. Or you've got to walk on the treadmill anyway. And when you're 310, you're not running on the treadmill. If anything, you're walking. You know,
right.
So when you're really heavy and you're starting off, you're not exactly doing a tough mutter trying to listen to a lesson. You know,
exactly.
You know, you're just walking or you're just whatever you're doing. One of the things that came into my mind is I work with a lot of people in the medical profession, medical doctors, nurses, even dietitians, physical therapists, you name it. Specifically for nurses, one of the things that I hear commonly is, and I've now accepted this, you know, I'm now with a nurse as my soulmate. So I have a much better understanding of it, but I've been doing this a long time, more than a couple decades. And I've heard this almost since the beginning when it comes to nurses, and they will say, you have no idea what our shifts are like. You mm-hmm. know, when we work our 12-hour shifts, we don't have time to hardly go pee, let mm-hmm. alone eat or do any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, since you are the manager over, you know, a couple hundred nurses and so forth, how does the regular nurse who's working those super busy, crazy floors and shifts and 12 hours, who barely have enough time to go pee and all that kind of stuff, how do they eat? How do they make this work when they're at work? Because that's one of the things that I hear all the time.
I think the biggest thing is being prepared of you, if you don't get to eat, you know, like actually have a 30-minute lunch outside of the department, having a backup plan. That's probably the thing that's helped me when I've been out on the floor and I didn't get to eat at my normal lunchtime of 11 a.m. because that's typically when I go down to the cafeteria, and now it's 1:30 and I feel like I'm going to eat the next thing I see food-wise, whether
right.
it's for a patient or whether it's, you
right.
know, for another person, where I'm like, okay, I have something in my office that I'm going to go grab. You know, I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to get that. So then I'm not going to eat off plane and I'm not going to eat the patient's cheeseburger that's sitting in front of me. That's probably been the biggest thing for me learning is always having a backup plan. Because life as a nurse, it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go every day. And then just letting people around you know. That was the other thing at work. Letting people around me know, you know, hey, no, I don't want you to offer me this kind of food. And at first, you know, they're going to gruff about it, but you know, once you stick to it for a while, they're going to stop asking you. And then they're actually going to be like, you know, empower you to say no, to when people offer you the bad kind of foods at, the processed foods. Cause that's a lot of times, where the pitfalls are because we'll order a bunch of food and ordering a bunch of food, you can never order healthy. It's either pizza or it's a bunch of deli meat with mayo and everything on top with a bunch of bread and chips because that's the quick thing to order, you know, for a 200 staff department. So I think for the busy nurse, it's just the backup plan is probably the biggest thing, whether it's a snack and you've got like some apple or some almonds in there or a stick of cheese something as a backup that you can eat as a quick snack when you're unable to actually take a 30-minute lunch.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And I'll just ask one more question. I don't necessarily think that there will be anything, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I don't know. With specific reference to nurses, is there anything that comes to mind for you that if you were standing in a room right now and you had 200 nurses listening to what you were going to say, and they all needed to lose some weight or all wanted to lose some weight, is there anything that in your experience in working with them and hearing what they've said and listening to maybe, you know, kind of, are there standard excuses, standard things that you hear or you know, legitimate issues that you would want to say to specifically to nurses if they are listening as far as, you know, how they can make this work or how they can do this?
I think the biggest thing I've heard from a lot of my coworker nurses, and it's something that I even had said before I started the program, is we all think we know what we should do because we have a nursing degree. We know somewhat about nutrition, or we think we do, and we know what we should do. So we feel like we shouldn't have to pay to have a program tell us what we should do. You know, and it goes back to people thinking it's just calories in, calories out. And that's so many times I have heard that, and especially over this last year of this transformation. I'm like, okay, if it was just calories in, calories out, I happen to be a rock star at math. I mean, that was one thing I very well excelled at in college. You know, I'm taking AP calculus in high school. Math has never been an issue for me. If it was truly about calories in, calories out, I never would have got to 310. And then just focusing on the emotional side of it, especially for nurses, because of all of the daily stresses, whether you're an ER nurse, an inpatient floor nurse, you know, a nursing home nurse, we go through things, you know, whether it's the patient trying to hit us, whether it's the family trying to deal with, you know, stressors of different kinds of patients, we go through things emotionally, and just being able to understand what we're going through emotionally and either speak about it, like whether it's on the lounge, or speak about it with another coworker, and they actually understand it versus going to the M&Ms or going to the chocolate or going to the cheeseburger. And then it being okay, I guess, empowering nurses to take care of themselves. You know, we have a lot of unhealthy nurses out there that are telling patients that, hey, you need to stop smoking and you need to start working out because you've got diabetes and hypertension. If I was a patient, I wouldn't listen to someone that looks just like them. You know, if you're just as unhealthy, how can you tell me as a patient to get healthy? So that was another thing, trying to empower nurses. We need to take care of ourselves, because what message are we sending to patients? But no, the biggest thing is probably the motto of calories in, calories out, and I'm a nurse and I know it all. Well, if you knew it all, you would have already done it. So, and that's another, the hard thing to get across to people is there's so much more than just the basic knowledge, and it's the emotional side that all the other programs I've ever done has missed completely. And that's why it's been so successful for me.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And I don't think there's anyone better to ask than you when we're looking at, you know, that specific group of women, so important and respected profession that, you know, that it is. And it is so common, not just in nursing, of course. You've heard me say this in throughout your year with me and in all of my lessons in education, that, you know, one of the most common things I hear is, I know what to do, I just need to do it. I know what to do, I just need to do it. That's just chanted over and over and over. And it's really hard to get across, but it's so true that most people really don't know what to do, and so they really can't do it. Yes, like you said, they know the math. Yes, they know there's an energy balance issue here, but they really don't know how to do it right, and therefore they really can't do it consistently, and they really don't do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so good to hear, you know, from your perspective with that. I think that's a very unique perspective. Well, I just really want to, I think I'm going to close our interview, but I'm going to see if you'll address just one more. And that is, you know, whether you want to think of the nurse or you want to think of just anyone who may be listening to this, for the person who is, whether they are thinking, I know what to do, I just need to do it, whether they are thinking it's just calories in and calories out, I shouldn't have to, you know, do any of this, or whether they are either doubting whether this leanness lifestyle thingy, you know, is worth investing in, or whether they're doubting whether they are worth and whether they can take the time to put themselves first for a little bit, whether they are doubting whether they are worth investing in to do this, what would you say to that person that's on the fence and is trying to figure out whether a leanness lifestyle or themselves is worth investing in one more time?
I would say that it is completely worth it, and your life is so worth putting you first for once, whether it's the nurse or whether it's anybody else. I mean, we all have these busy careers and lifestyles that we don't put ourselves first, and we end up being 10th or 11th on the list because families come first, our children and our just lifestyles, everything, we get put at the bottom. But I just realized what I've done for myself because my job came first. That was always my thing, and how much easier my job is being 132 pounds down. I have been more successful in this last year as a manager because losing the weight. Like, and I don't know how, it's hard to explain, but I'm more organized at work. I get assignments done quicker. I'm happier. My staff have noticed a change where, I mean, they come into my office and it's not always complaining. Like, it's actually like they're talking about positive things that the department's doing. I didn't have that before. It was always negative. Well, I was always negative. So I was portraying that to my staff and they were portraying it back. Now it's positive. So it's completely worth it to put yourself first, because I just feel like it's a trickle effect. If you put yourself first and you start putting some time and energy to improve yourself, your work's going to improve. Your family life's going to improve. Just your happiness in general, whether it's with life, whether it's finding a new love, whether it's finding a new sport that you like, everything is going to be so much better once you're happier with yourself.
Well, that's incredibly powerful. I don't think anyone listening could argue with that. I think that in everything you said is so absolutely true in my experience in working with thousands of people over the last 30 years. But, Jen, I really want to thank you so much for sharing a part of your life with us today and agreeing to do this interview. I know that you're going to impact so many people, and I hope that you're going to be able to impact, nurses specifically and of course everyone, but I know you are, and, you already have, you already have so many people looking up to you, and you're already a role model, for the nurses that work for you and with you and around you and all of that. And I know that's going to continue. So I'm really very, very proud of you. I congratulations on 132 pounds gone in 1 year. Oh my gosh. That's just unbelievable. I look forward to continuing to work with you. I look forward to continuing to work with you online, on campus, and wherever your journeys may take you. I wish you the best, and thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your life.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I owe my life to Leanest Lifestyle, definitely.
Well, thank you, and we will be speaking to you soon.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about Leanness Lifestyle University, just visit the website at lluniversity.com. That's lluniversity.com.